Thank you very much, Madam Director. In Botswana, we are facing up challenges involved in building up our STI capacity, as I said earlier on. We are actively undertaking policy actions in this direction, as I outlined earlier. The key goal is to transform from a resource-based to a knowledge-based economy. Transformation should help us recover specifically from the COVID-19 and greater resilience in the future. STI has a key role to play in our national transformation processes, and we must succeed in harnessing frontier technologies as part of this process. In doing that, one of the areas we're actively pursuing is STI collaboration with partnerships, like we mentioned in the partnerships. This includes international partnerships on frontier technologies, such as the collaboration on space technologies. We value international collaborations and support. In terms of the UNFCCC, us specifically, we have partnership with several UN agencies which are valuable to us. One is with UNCTAD and the United Nations Commission on Science, Technology for Development, CSTD. We are currently in the process of reviewing our policy framework for STI in Botswana. We are identifying the gaps that we face in the STI system, and we will design strategies and measures to address the gaps and improve the national R&D, technologies and innovation capacity. We have been doing this for the past 2 decades, and then we have developed our first research science and technology innovation policy in 1998. We have revised it in 2011. Currently, we are collaborating with UNCTAD in undertaking an STI policy review for Botswana to provide a neutral assessment for STI, of which, on behalf of this country, on behalf of myself, I really want to appreciate UNCTAD for the great job they are really helping us. The review started before the pandemic, and we are doing it despite the pandemic. We're doing it collaborating with UNCTAD online, and we hope that this review will help us in improving our policy framework for building national STI capacity. We believe that this is critical for us to enable domestic transformation, and at the same time, to help us harness this technology revolution. But this are not ends. This does not end with ourselves. It's very, very important that once we're done with the policy, we use it, we implement it, not just putting it on the shelves. Now, this is really what we value as this country, as Botswana. One of the areas which we are collaborating on is on the issues of climate change, economic turbulence, and inequality that we face, as I mentioned earlier. This will help Botswana to achieve and the more sustainable development in order to improve the lives of the people of Botswana while preserving the environment and biodiversity. Ideally, we will love to achieve this SDGs by 2030. Although in the face of the multiple crises that we face today, we may not be able to reach that. But once more, beyond specific projects, I've said, we feel that the partnership with CSTD and UNCTAD can help us bring an awareness of it and experience of other countries on STI policy. CSTD is in large part of the global partnership for discussion and learning on emerging STI issues, on STI policy and STI practice and others. We are really appreciative of the UNCTAD and STI, CSTD on this help they are hindering to Botswana. Thank you very much.
Thank you.